the rest of the story. The study of history makers is as much an examination of their anxieties as their braveries. Oh, yes, it is. Take Charles Stewart Parnell. That's a name synonymous with 19th century Irish nationalism. He was a leader in the struggle for Irish home rule. But he had a phobia. He had a dislike of something so intense that he couldn't bear to be near it. Few personalities are so immaculately associated with Ireland as Charles Stewart Parnell. Before his thread appeared in the beautiful tapestry of Irish nationalism, the question of self-government for Ireland was mostly academic. Parnell made Irish autonomy a practical political issue, even converted one of the two great British parties to his cause. He was only 28 when elected to Parliament. His policy? Obstruct English legislation to draw attention to Ireland's needs. Well, in 2 years, he became president of the Home Rule Confederation of Great Britain, and in two more years, that would have been, 113 years ago, Parnell became the first president of the National Land League of Ireland. That he had become the most conspicuous figure in Irish politics at such an early age, historians credit to his incredible charisma, his handsome presence, his commanding personality, his powerful personal appeal. On a practical level, his radical tactics are what made the difference. After Charles Parnell, British authority in Ireland would never again be as strong as before, never again. In this shifting of strength, that which Parnell bequeathed his homeland, impressive, imposing, fearless, and effective, the very spirit of Irish independence. But there was another side, the intensely superstitious Parnell. First, let's understand that in discussing a man of these almost legendary proportions, it takes diligence to distinguish fact from fiction, but what you're about to hear, well, we have the written word for it of Parnell's own wife, Catherine. She wrote, quote, "He was unreasoning and unreasonable." She said, quote, "Certain combinations of numbers or lights or circumstances were omens which must be carefully avoided." Well, there was one such in particular, a superstitious dislike of something which over the years became a consuming phobia. He said it was unlucky, and according to Catherine Parnell, he would not sit in any room that had this in it. The extent to which Parnell's fear was a handicap can only be imagined, but it must have been to a great extent considering the omnipresence of that which caused him such anxiety. Well, this St. Patrick's Day, as the attention of Irish men and women is refocused on the old sod, the name Charles Stewart Parnell will emerge many times in reverent conversation, but you will then remember there were two Charles Parnells. The fear 19th century nationalist whose very mention summons the essence of all that's Irish, and the phobic Parnell, the man whose fear of something in particular was so great that he allowed no one in his presence ever, ever to wear the color green. And now you know the rest of the story.